The word today is rock. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. In the Holy Bible, there are 208 other names for Jesus, God's Son. Among those is the name Rock. As 1 Corinthians 10:4 tells us, this Rock was Jesus. Here from our archives, with more on this name, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Rock.
The first thing that I want to do this week is correct a problem that I had on last week's broadcast, especially for all of our regular listeners. As you know, I got kind of caught up and I didn't pay close enough attention to my time, and all of a sudden it was time to stop, and I had to abruptly stop with mentioning that the name for Jesus that I was referring to was that he was the Rock. And I had been talking about the Rock that had followed Israel as they were going through the desert on the way to the Promised Land, and how Moses had been told to speak to the rock, and the rock would supply the water for the people and the animals. And, of course, he disobeyed and instead hit the rock, as he had done earlier in the Old Testament days. Earlier in their pilgrimage, he had struck the rock, and water came. And so he did that again in disobedience, not doing what God had asked him to do, to speak to the rock. Well, I was talking about that, and all of a sudden my time disappeared on me, and I ended the program by simply saying, and that rock was Jesus Christ. And of course, I want to give you that verse again now and try to explain a little bit more what I was talking about in 1762, I thought the date was. The man that wrote, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, was in a violent, violent storm, and he looked, and the rock had a cleft in it, a gap. I don't know how we could say that, a crack. And into that he went and was kept safely. And so he looked down at his feet. This is a true story, and there was a playing card there. Now, how in the world a playing card got there, who in the world knows, but he picked it up and he began to write the hymn, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Isn't that an interesting story about how that hymn came into our hymnody in our Christian faith, that we can sing that song, that Jesus Christ is a place where we can hide from the storms, so to speak, and find safety? Well, I just wanted to explain why I ended the program so abruptly last week without giving you the full story. So that's the full story now. And if you weren't tuned in last week, now you know the story. Another name for Jesus is he is the Rock. And that scripture that I want to read again to you here, said you can look it up for yourself. In the New Testament, it's in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the first letter that St. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, in the 10th chapter, verses 3 and 4. They all ate the same spiritual food, that was the manna, and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. That's where we see that analogy and that name for Jesus. Now, I want to spend the rest of our time today in a more casual way, discussing the fact that Moses, we probably don't think that was too great of a disobedience, but it was a direct disobedience of God when he hit the rock instead of speaking to it. I'd like to have us think a little bit about our sins in our lives. I think, for instance, one thing that has been pointed out very clearly in the scriptures, God wants us to grow. The emphasis on growth is very strong. We are to mature, we are to grow, we are to become closer and closer to what God wants us to be as we follow the example of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So what if we are carelessly avoiding growth? Well, that's a sin. Let's say that we haven't been to church for 2-3 weeks, maybe for some of you, 2 or 3 months. Well, that's a direct disobedience of God. And we might think, well, we're just kind of carelessly dealing with it. It's not too big of a deal. Oh, yes, it is a big deal. Yes, it is. God wants us to grow and become more mature. Now, the interesting thing, I believe, is that if you look at yourself, you're part physical, your body, and you're part spiritual, your soul. So there's two parts to us. Now, I know that in the very early years of the church, they used to say there were three parts. They'd say there was the spirit, the soul, and the body. Well, I'm using the analogy, which I think is more accurate. We are body and soul. Let's just look at it that way, because there's a very interesting analogy we can make about how we grow physically. God has designed food, all kinds of vegetables and fruits and all kinds of things that we can eat. And our physical body needs food to continue to grow and to continue to stay alive. If you don't eat food, and you say, I don't want food, and you don't eat, and the days begin to pass, and pretty soon you start getting weaker and weaker, and then you get anemic. And if you don't eat at all, you end up dying of starvation. Now, that's the way the physical body is preserved, by food. Now, God has provided the way that our spiritual part of our body grows and matures and stays alive, and that's through His Word. That's why He has given us the Bible, the Word. That's our spiritual food. He also adds the sacraments, that's Holy Communion and baptism, so that we can grow and mature and become stronger by remembering the sacraments and by using them. I'm thinking about praying about our baptism and regularly, I would say at least weekly, communing and receiving the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for our spiritual food. He has told us that that's why He's given us this meal, this sacred meal, and His Word. Now, how often do you use His Word? Do you use it daily? I hope so. I hope so. If it's been a long time since you've used God's Word and since you've had Holy Communion, you can be sure you are getting weaker and weaker spiritually. There's nothing else you can take to strengthen you. You can't go to the store somewhere or the gas station somewhere and get something to cause you to become more full of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Word of God is for. And that's why we are to use it, so that we can be nourished and encouraged and grow and mature. Such a marvelous blessing that God has given us, and yet some people treat church attendance carelessly, as though it's not too important. It's extremely important. And so the devil watches, and as we get weaker and weaker in our faith, if we don't worship and we don't commune, he attacks us. And he tries to dissuade us away from God. He tries to give us temptations that will start us on something, maybe even something habitual like alcoholism or something like that. Some addiction where we can go down and down and down and down. You know, one of the leading evidences that you have alcoholism is if you deny it. If you say, oh, no, no, I don't have a problem. I can stop any time, I just don't feel like it. Well, we have a huge problem with that disease in America, and you can get help. There are groups like AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, that know how to help, not only through encouragement and spiritually and physically. There are medications you can take. You can take pills, for instance, for alcoholism, that are so strong in their reaction to alcohol that if you take that pill in the morning knowing you don't want to have any alcohol that day, and later on you decide to take some alcohol, it'll make you sick as a dog. You will wish you were dead. It is that terrifying to have that type of a reaction. So there are medications, there are helps, there are associations, there are church groups, there are all kinds of people. And normally in AA, you have a friend that you can call when you're tempted and when you're in trouble, and they can speak with you and pray with you and talk with you and encourage you. Hang in there, hang in there. And one of the beautiful things about reformed alcoholics who have licked the problem, who are able to resist, is the beautiful way in which they will share with you, well, I've been free now of alcohol for 2 years or 5 years or 15 years. Or they can maybe start with months and say, I'm clean now for 2 months. And the beautiful way in which they will testify how much joy and happiness has returned to their life. You know, it's such a hideous sin and such a common one here in America, and I suppose other countries too, but it is such a problem for our loved ones, for our children, for our husbands, our wives, the people that we love and care. Sometimes it can affect entire families, entire relationships. It's so needless, so stupid to ruin your life that way. Turn it over to God spiritually, first of all, and then get some help from AA and other groups that can show you how to build a life that is free from alcohol and free from all the tensions that it gives you. Well, stay close to the Lord, believe in Jesus Christ, trust in Him, turn your life over to Him. He is your Lord and Savior. He has promised you His gracious gift of eternal life for all those who believe in Him, because He takes our sins away, and He promises us eternal life with Him in heaven. There won't be any sin in heaven, so it'll be perfect happiness, harmony, and joy. Look forward to that time with me as we who are the children of God serve Him in this life, witness for Him in this life, and look forward to living eternally with Him in heaven without end. That's Jesus Christ, the Rock, our Lord and Savior, the Son of God, God Himself, who loves us and gives Himself for us eternally. Praise God for salvation.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.